Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today we're going to talk about why we cannot control other people, why, as part of our own humanity, we often desire to try to control other people. We're going to talk about why that happens, what that means, and what you should do instead. The obvious answer being control yourself, but there's more to it than that, and I want to get into the details of that. If you like what you see here, there's plenty of links for all the things. You can book time with me directly, see all the projects I'm working on, buy books I've written, and listen to music I've written, all the things. Go and check out the links. There's so much there. So enjoy. So let's get into it. So much and in increasing amounts I'm seeing in the world today, people desiring to control others. Now, there's never been a time that people didn't want to tell you how to live, or where you might look at other people and judge what they've chosen to do, whatever that is. They may choose to do things, they may choose to say things, they may choose certain experiences for themselves. We are human beings. So we do judge. And we judge, and sometimes we judge out loud and say, you shouldn't do that. And often that's coming from a place of love, because we think if they do that, they're going to get hurt. Or if they do that, there's going to be some really negative consequence, and I don't want anything bad for them. And I just think it's a terrible idea. I think bad things will come, and that's why you speak up. Now, if this is one of your loved ones, right? If this is your parents or your children, your cousins, your brothers, sisters, somebody you know really well, then okay, maybe it makes sense to say something once. Like, I worry that bad things will happen if you do this. And I love you and I don't want bad things to happen. But for the most part, it does absolutely no good to try to control people, because we cannot. We just can't. Ram Dass said, freedom is when you understand that you get to be exactly as you are, and so does everyone else. That's the hard part. You get to be exactly as you are, and so does everyone else. If you just let yourself be who you are, good, bad, all the things you judge yourself to be, and you let everyone else be who they are, no matter how you may judge them. Try not to, but I get it. You're human. You can't help it. Let everyone just be as they are. Why do we do that? Right? So trying to control other people, when you desire that an entire swath of people needs to act a certain way, do a certain thing, not do a certain thing, say or not say something, why do we do that? I'll tell you why. There's two reasons. One is out of fear. You fear them. And if they do that thing you didn't want them to do, you fear them in some way. But more often, far, far more often, the fear that that's rooted in is actually the fear that you yourself have made a wrong choice. So let's dig into this. If you find yourself trying to tell someone else what to do in their life, that's coming because you're judging them. You're judging them because you are judging yourself. You're judging yourself because you're not really sure you've made the right choice. And this can be this can be tough to accept. So understanding that as much as you nag people, and as much as you lash out, and as much as you get angry, you get upset with people and you say, stop doing this, start doing that, trying to control other, it's all control. As soon as you start doing that, I want you to stop. Take a second. And look in the mirror to ask, what choices have I made that I'm unsure about? How am I judging myself? And as I judge myself, there's some choices here I'm questioning. Because what's often happening is if that person does that thing that you don't want them to do, it's going to make you question yourself. It's going to make you wonder if you chose wrong. So what we often see, in the simplest form of this, is we see people trying to get somebody else to make certain choices in their life, have certain careers, marry certain people, don't divorce, don't do this, don't do that, do these things. And what it is they're trying to get you or other people to make the same choices they made. Right? This is the root. I want you to choose what I chose because then that affirms my choice. I want you to choose what I chose because then I won't question that I chose that. Because deep down, I'm secretly terrified that I chose the wrong thing when I did that. And if you don't choose the same thing I did, then I'm going to start questioning whether my choice was wrong. Right? So I want you to choose all the same stuff I chose. I want you to choose the same career I chose. I want you to choose the same relationship styles that I chose. I want you to whatever. Doesn't matter. Every little choice. I want you to choose what I crafted for myself so that I can stay in my little bubble of feeling like every choice I've ever made is perfect. Because looking back in regret and going, I screwed up. That sucks. And that's why people try to control other people. Do what I say so that I don't question my own choices. That's 95% of the time what's going on. So when you find that you're judging or that you are judging out loud, which is called controlling, trying to control someone else, and what the choices they're making and what they're doing and not doing, saying and not saying. That is your red flag alert to stop, take a second, and take a look at yourself. What choices did you make that deep down you feel might have been wrong for you at the time, that you actually might regret? And you're really just looking for affirmation. Because we don't really know what's best for other people. We really don't. We don't know what they're here on this earth to learn. We don't know what gifts they're here to give. We don't know what their karma is that they're bringing in, that they're taking out. We don't know why they're here on this earth. Maybe they're here to make exactly that choice you're trying to convince them against. You don't know. You don't know why they're here, and you don't really know what's best for them. You don't really know what their life path is supposed to look like. So all you're really doing when we judge and when we attempt to control is you're judging yourself. You're screaming out loud that you have made regretful choices. So what you want to do instead is go internal with that. Allow it. And say, why does this bother me so much when that person, when they do that? When that one person or this group of people, it really upsets me when they do that. Why does it upset me? Why am I judging that a bad choice? Why does it upset me? Is there a choice I've made that they're making me question? Am I just trying to get them to choose what I chose? Or am I just trying to get them to choose the opposite of what I chose because I openly regret my past choice and I'm trying to get them to do the opposite because for sure that'll be good for them? But you don't really know that, do you? Maybe that's the wrong choice for them. The choices that we make are the only thing that we really do here. We make choices. The choices are the only thing we make. Once we make choices, we tend to take action. So we're going to make choices, and we're going to make a lot of choices. We're going to make choices every single day here, and we're going to regret a lot of them. We're going to regret a lot of the choices that we make on this earth. And that's okay. So when you see somebody doing something, whether it's one person or a group of people or an entire swath of humanity, and it upsets you, and you judge them, and you want to try to control them, that ought to be illegal. That's control. You know, they ought to be arrested. There's bad things ought to happen to them. Ooh, why are you trying to get bad things to happen to people? Because it's not what you chose. It's not the beliefs you ascribe to. And therefore, their existence makes you question your beliefs. Even if only subconsciously, you are questioning your beliefs. And here's the truth. If your beliefs cannot stand up to a good, solid questioning, then they need to be questioned. They need to be reviewed because it might be time for them to evolve. So you see, this is so much more complex than just trying to control people. But attempting kind of, let's back it out and review here. Attempting to control people comes from judging them. Easy enough. Judging people comes from the fact that you do not feel solid in the choices that you have made. That you might, at minimal subconsciously and possibly consciously, regret choices you've made. Now, you may be well aware, well, heck yeah, I regret that choice, and that's why I think they ought to do the opposite. But you don't know that that's actually what's going to be a good outcome for them, do you? Because we don't know the future. We can't predict the future. So you have to sit with the regret of your past choices. They're making you question, or they're reminding you of your regret. This is what's happening. So when you see someone, you're trying to control someone, or you just notice yourself judging someone, step back and say, are they highlighting the things I regret? Or are they making me question my beliefs? And go down that rabbit hole. Let's see where it goes. If they are highlighting a regret you're already well aware of, that's painful, right? Because you can't change the past. But it's an opportunity to bring it to light and maybe to heal it. Maybe to get some more insight so that maybe you can turn from that regret. Oh, I was so stupid. How can I be so stupid? We all have stupid moments. Right? And it's, and by highlighting your regret, they're offering you an opportunity to dig into it and maybe see it in a different light. And maybe, maybe not regret it so much. Now, if it's the other flavor, as opposed to highlighting an obvious regret that you have, that you know you have, they might be making you question some choices that you've made that you really don't want to be questioning. It would be very inconvenient to be questioning them. And you don't want to question it, but they're making you question your beliefs. If they're making you question your beliefs, go into that. Question your beliefs. Do it. If you have already been through stage 7, the dark night of the soul, if you've already been there and done that at least once, I actually encourage you to do it pretty often. Question your beliefs as often as you possibly can. Question your beliefs about everything. Because it opens up possibilities in this world. It opens up all kinds of possible experiences. Really, really cool things that you may be putting off, trying, thinking, knowing, experiencing. Then once you see it, you go, holy cow, this is so much better. I wish I'd questioned that belief a long time ago. Or maybe not, or it may affirm. Questioning your beliefs may affirm exactly what you believe. And then you won't be triggered by it anymore, will you? You won't be triggered by the questioning of it because you already questioned it. Questioning our beliefs and revisiting our regrets. They have some overlap here. Because everything you openly regret from your past is that's a belief, right? You believe you regret it. And what if you can question that even at its root? Now that's down the rabbit hole, right? They're reminding me of something I massively regret. What if I can dive into that regret, connect with it deeply, to the point that I no longer believe I regret it? That I can let it go. I can let go the regret. And this is the beautiful thing about people triggering you and you wanting to judge them and you wanting to control them. So you see that when that is presented to you and you see one person or a whole group of people or an entire swath of humanity doing something that you sit there and go, that's moronic. That's wrong. Or even worse, the kinds of things that people say should happen to other people. When you find yourself judging like that, let's review what you need to do. We want to back off, and you want to say, okay, either they are highlighting for me a regret that I have, that I know I have. So here's an opportunity for me to work on the fact that I have that regret and maybe get over it. Or they're making me question a belief or a choice that I have. I made certain choices, I have certain beliefs, and they're making me question that. And I don't like that. It's uncomfortable. I don't want to question it. Well, this is an opportunity. Question it. It doesn't mean they're right and you're wrong, or you're right and they're wrong. Other people's choices and their rightness or wrongness for them has nothing to do with what's right and wrong for you. You, in your timeline, in your life, right? You were a teenager during certain years. You were in your 20s during certain years. The choices that you made in the society you grew up in the times you grew up in, some of them were going to be, you nailed it, great choice. And some of them were going to be, you were stupid and it was a bad choice. But you cannot apply those same choices to other people who were growing up in other times or in other societies. Different situation. And they are also going to make some choices that they nailed it, great choice, they think to them because it has a positive outcome, or that ultimately they end up regretting it. But that's them, isn't it? So when we find that our attention is on other people, we're judging them, we're getting offended at them, we're getting triggered by them, that is just a signal that you need to look in the mirror. You are actually judging yourself. They are either reminding you of regrets that you know about or potential regrets where you're questioning a choice that you might have made that might have been wrong. And you don't want any more regrets. You really don't want to question it. You just want to go, no, no, I did everything right. It was great. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. But it's your opportunity to look at yourself and be like, you know, just sort of ask some questions. Question everything. Why does this trigger me? Why does it make me upset when I see these people do that? What is it I'm afraid of? And on very rare circumstances, what you're afraid of actually might be in the future. So, let me give you an example. There are plenty of people that look at the situation in the U.S. today, and they look at that and everything that's going on, economically, politically, socially, the whole big picture. And they think, they get upset at that. They get very upset. And they think, they've got to stop. They've got to change. They've got to go in a different direction. Great. Pause right there and ask yourself, why? Awesome. Why? What if they don't? What if they don't? Well, if they does, well, it's going to be the end of the United States. It's going to get all broken up and states are going to secede and it's going to be the end of the U.S. as we know it. Okay, so that's your fear. That's the fear. Is that, like, what does that mean for you? Well, I don't know. It just means that I don't know what country will I be living in 5 or 10 years. I might have to switch countries. Or maybe I'm just living right where I certainly am, but I'm still in a different country. The fear of uncertainty of the future. But there's a belief there that you ultimately ending up in a different country, whether you moved or not, or whether the country's changed around you, question it. Are you sure that's a bad thing? Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe what if it was a good thing? But you don't know because it's a future and the future doesn't exist yet. So you don't want to judge it, bad or good, if it's in the future. And you want to let go of the judgment, bad or good, from the past. And here in the present, you want to question everything. And that can feel unstable, but once you get practiced at it, it will actually feel empowering. So to recap, lots of people are trying to control people right now, but you cannot control people. You can't. I don't care what. How are you going to do it? Good luck with that. Find me someone who successfully controls people long term. You can't, because you can never fully control their heart and their mind and their gut instinct. You cannot control people. And moreover, you don't want to. I don't recommend trying, because it is something you can never actually accomplish. All you're going to do is upset yourself. I am instead suggest that you turn that around and use it as an opportunity for self-reflection. What are the choices you regret in your past? And question it. Question that belief. Is it actually truly regretful? Is this an opportunity to get over that regret? What are the choices that deep down inside you're actually questioning might have been the wrong choice? And you don't want to question it. And it's uncomfortable. Can you use that as an opportunity to question it now? So, as societies take the road that they're on, as our world goes down the path that it's on, as we head into times of perhaps even more extreme nature, trying to choose my words very carefully here. As we head into situations that may seem extreme, based on what we're used to, be aware that you need to turn that more internally, that you're not going to find peace and assuredness and certainty outside of yourself. You're not going to find peace and stability and assuredness and certainty with other people. You're not going to find it with your government, with this elected official or that elected official. You're not. The only place you're going to find it is inside yourself. And I recognize it's cliche, but it's cliche for a reason, because it's true. You're only going to find that when you have questioned your beliefs, adjusted them accordingly, let go of the past, and not fear the future. That is the rock solid of your internal being. And the fact that we are attempting to control and judging is just the signal that we've got some internal work to do. I'm not saying don't have your opinion. Have your opinion, but be aware that as you're lashing out with your opinion, that's your signal to turn inward and do the work. And you'll be a much happier human being if you do. All right, send me your thoughts, questions, and ideas. You can find me on all the socials. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.